fewer police officers, higher public transportation fares, and cuts to organizations that provide social services. That's just some of what needs to happen under Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez's budget scenario for next year. The proposal attempts to close a $64 million budget gap without raising property taxes. Public libraries have also been in the crosshairs for several months now. Under the budget, libraries would remain open, but with far fewer full-time librarians. Library advocates are asking commissioners to reject the proposed budget. They favor higher taxes to reverse prior cuts and to allow for new library services. Next week, Miami-Dade County commissioners will consider the proposal. The new budget year begins in October. A South Florida community has been listed as one of the most endangered historic places in the nation. As WLRN's Wilson Sayre tells us, Bay Harbor's East Island makes the list for its Miami modern architecture.
Each year, the National Trust for Historic Preservation asks people to nominate historic areas or neighborhoods that it thinks are at risk of being lost. The most endangered this year include Frank Lloyd Wright's Spring House in Tallahassee, the Union Terminal in Cincinnati, and Bay Harbor's East Island. The island is home to one of the largest concentrations of Miami modern architecture in the country.
I mean, certain architecture just makes you feel good, and it's kind of whimsical. The colors are great. It's very Florida, I think. It's kind of like the essence of Southern Florida.
Karen Nicholas is a field officer with the National Trust.
If you dig a little deeper than that, they're threatened by insensitive development.
Development that's led to the demolition of a few historic buildings already. But to Nicholas, just as egregious is the development that's going up around the old buildings, newer, taller structures that don't fit in with the Miami modern aesthetic. The National Trust is a non-governmental agency, so it can't actually prevent any development from moving forward. The idea of the list, though, is to bring awareness to people like town commissioners who could pass zoning laws or push for historic designation. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.
While Floridians' obsession with lucky numbers and scratch-off tickets continues to grow, the Florida Lottery reported more than $5 billion in sales for all its games for the last fiscal year. The lottery's deputy secretary for sales, Tom Delisensory, says it's important to keep new games in the mix while appealing to a wide range of consumers.
We keep it fresh. With the big jackpot games like Powerball and Mega Millions and Lotto, we offer choices. And then with Lucky Money, which just came out, we offer kind of a refresh game, a chance to have better odds and win more prizes.
State officials estimate that the increased sales will result in nearly $1.5 billion going to public education and to pay for programs such as the state's Bright Futures Scholarships. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.